Good morning, everybody. Today is July 18th. I had to look at the date. I've been offline until about midnight last night. Just did a quick check-in on my email and Facebook and then started early this morning. We were at the coast and had just a really awesome weekend with my family. Busy, 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 but it was really lots of fun and able to wake up to the birds, which you probably hear. I apologize, but I told my husband if he would unload the dishwasher, I could get my call done this morning, and we'd be ready to leave the rental. So thank you for your patience with that. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. Now, today we're going to be talking about some scriptures that we need to know as entrepreneurs. And so I think that this will be really helpful for each one of us that are entrepreneurs that are on the line or listening to the recording. We did take prayer requests beforehand, and I'll pray for those at the end of our call today. Father God, we just thank you so much for this day. I pray that you will just be glorified in everything we say and do. It's wonderful to hear the birds even sing your praises this morning, see the dolphins jump out of the bay to wish you good morning and to just be a part of your creation, Lord. And what a blessing. And Father, I just pray in Jesus' name that you would just speak through me and touch the hearts of the amazing people, the men and the women that are on the line with us this morning. Lord, I pray that we would leave here refreshed and ready to go for the week. Lord, that we could lay aside our cares for a few moments and just focus on worshiping you and learning more about your word. Father, I pray that you would just speak through my mouth and give me fresh inspiration from you, that it would be your words that are spoken. We love you and thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some verses that I believe that every entrepreneur needs to know, because the Word of God is unchangeable. Our circumstances each and every day, we know, can change very quickly. And the Lord didn't say that we wouldn't have circumstances. He actually told us we'd have trials and we would go through things, and that he would give us his word and we could go and make it through to the other side. He also said he would give us a comforter, and that's the Holy Spirit. So I love it when we've got scriptures to stand on to remind us about some of the things that maybe we get discouraged about or frustrated or we're uncertain about. And to me, I just love it because I know that he has our back on things, and he just really wants to bless us. And when I can say his word back to him, I know it blesses him because it feeds my spirit man inside, and I just feel amazing, right? And I also think that, you know, many times as entrepreneurs, we can get, there's so many hats to wear, right? And sometimes we can get a little discouraged, and we wonder, like, is it worth it? And then we'll get a message from somebody on Facebook, or we'll get a text or an email, and it's just God saying, you know what, I see what you're doing. I want you to know that you are my hands, you are my feet, and I see what you're doing, and I approve. I love you. Thank you. Keep going. And the best way that I've ever found to do that is to be able to repeat back some of the scripture back to him, because what we're supposed to be every day as ministers in the marketplace, bringing reconciliation of those people back to God, anybody that we touch. So it's easy sometimes, and sometimes it's a little bit more of a challenge. So I hope you're encouraged today by some of the scripture. And then after we finish today, I'm going to go ahead and pray for each one of us. But I just hope that, I mean, my deepest desire is that you're an example of God's love, but also his light, that people can see your smile. You know, I can always tell when I'm working with a believer, because I can tell that they carry the favor of God. And that's such a blessing to me, because what's happening is you're being a reservoir, not a river. You're actually allowing God to work in and through you, not just to you. And I love that, because what it does is it allows us to be that light for others in the marketplace and bring that encouragement. And for those of you that really understand this, you'd say, yeah, and when I'm in that positive place and when I know and I'm prayed up and I've got a lot of scripture in my heart, that I know that my business goes better. It's because the favor of God is all around you, and it's drawing people to you like a magnet. So the first scripture I want to share with you is Thessalonians 5:16-18. And it says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, I know for some of us it's a challenge, right? I lost the contract. I lost the agreement. I didn't get the host. I didn't get the recruit. just rejoice and praise God regardless, because, you know, He knows the beginning from the end. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows all things. And what He wants for you is goodness. And what He'll do is He'll work all things together for good for those that love Him and have been called according to His purpose. So I want to encourage you today to stand fast in that. The most valuable thing you can do for your business every day is to pray for it. Did you realize that? Every day, pray a blessing over your business, over your clients, over your potential clients, over your hosts, over your team members. Praise God for your home office company and the staff there. Instead of being frustrated or complaining or cursing them, be thankful for them. Praise God for them and pray over them, because we've got good days and we've got bad days. And the bad days sometimes can be turned into opportunities, or maybe they're just God's protection and we're looking at them as a bad thing, right? Maybe you didn't get the agreement, but God knew that if you would, that you'd be frustrated or it would cause things to go bad in your health or other things. So be encouraged that we'll have good days. And trust that God knows what's best. If you've given it your all and you've prayed over it, God is blessing you regardless. Just be faithful with where He's asked you to be faithful. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I won't be afraid. What can your mortals do to me? Right? I know sometimes in work we get a little discouraged, right? Or it just seems like we're having a bad day. And I don't mean to be down, but I want to give you hope and encouragement. I had one day this last January where, oh man, I finally thought I'm going to have a day off. I don't take very many, for those of you that know me. And I had planned to take 3 or 4 days off with my cousins after I did a really big push that winded up to be a whole lot more work than I had thought when we got on site with a company. And I ended up staying a few extra days, and it was really, really nice, and I was so encouraged. I got up in the morning, and I had a text message from my in-office assistant, and she said, you know, I can't come to work anymore. She had just got married a couple weeks before, and she said, my husband doesn't want me to work in the evening, and that's when she was working for me. And I was really devastated, but I understood because I wanted her marriage to be strong, and so I just blessed her and released her, and I thought, well, that was kind of a cruddy way to do it, but okay. And then about a half hour later, I got an email message that my virtual assistant, my right-hand person who I had trained since she was just in high school, and she just did everything for me. She sent me an email. She said, Becky, I don't know how to say this, so I have to send it to you in an email because I know I'll start crying. She said, I'm so excited. My dream is coming true. I've been picked up by a couple of boutiques in Austin, and she's really good on the computer, but her desire always is to make clothing. And so she, and design clothing, and she said, I've been picked up by a couple of boutiques. She says, and it's starting next week. They want me to have a ton of my collection in there. She says, I just can't keep working for you. I'm thinking, in an hour, I lost all my help and support. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how to do what they do. I do what I do, they do what they do, and it all works great. So you can look at that and stress out and go into a negative place, or you can realize that God has something better. And how could I tell her, you know, oh, you have to stay working for me and try to convince her to stay when she's going to be following her dream, something that we had coached her for for the last 3 or 4 years. But just know that God's going to help you through the good days and bad days. He's never going to leave you. He's going to prepare and open up a bigger, better space for you if you have something that's not going right now. 1 Peter 4:10 tells us, each of you should use whatever gifts you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. So if you think your business is a form of service, you're going to love your customers. Even the difficult ones. You're going to love your hosts. You're going to love your HR coordinators. You're going to love the people that you're working with, even if they're challenging. And they're going to feel your love. One of the things that I always try to remember, even if I, you know, get an email or a phone call and I feel frustrated, I just think, you know what, I don't know all the things that are going on in their lives. I don't know all the things that are going on behind the scenes. I don't know what's happening. I pray a blessing over them. And then I ask, Lord, how can I serve them best? instead of getting frustrated or angry or saying, I can't believe how difficult they are, bless them. And I'll be honest with you, I'm working with a couple of companies right now that are really, really challenging. And, you know, it's the human side of me just wants to get down and frustrated. But I know that if I bless them and I look at them like God put them in my path on purpose because I can serve them best at this moment, this isn't an accident, that I'm going to be able to do the best job possible. The other thing I think about when I read this verse in Hebrews is keep our lives free from the love of money. Now, money makes the world go round. Sorry about that. I don't know why we got cut off, but I wanted to let you know that that even when we get to that space of where it feels like, you know, we would be tempted to do something that might be manipulative, it's always important to ask God, what's the most important thing to do? I'm going to go back to a little bit of an illustration. When I was in direct selling, you know, we have contests all the time. There's the opportunity to earn cars and trips and jewelry and all these amazing perks. Love that about the profession. Lots of recognition on stage, things like that, that you know, you just don't get out in the regular workforce most of the time. And it was really awesome and amazing. And I was so close to my next promotion, which meant a raise in my pay. It would be double what I had earned before. I would also get to earn a special place on this trip. There'd be extra stage recognition. I mean, it was just like the full package. I was so, so close. And I could have done something that I vowed I would never do. And that would be call my team on the last day and say, hey, I'm close to this promotion. Please can you put in anything that you can? I wanted my team to know I was here to serve them, not to earn trips and cars and promotions and things like that. But it was about me serving them and leading them from a place of helping them get what they truly desired. And so at the very beginning, I decided that I would not be one of those leaders that would call the last day of the month to say, please put in whatever you can. And can you recruit anybody that, you know, your grandma, your son, your dog, anything or anybody that's breathing? Because we need to have X amount of people on our team. And so I can remember it was about 8 o'clock at night and we were at the very last day. And I just thought, oh, I could do this. And, you know, maybe I should call them, you know, because I know they would help me out if they knew. And the Lord whispered to my heart, and he said, do you trust me or don't you trust me? You said that you would be an integrous leader, and it isn't about the love of money, but if you will do what I ask you to do, I'll take care of the rest. And I got to that space, and I wish I could say that we got there, and I woke up in the morning, and we had achieved the goal. We hadn't. I missed it by just a few $100s. And I didn't have any other money that I could put in either, and it needed to come from my team, and I didn't want to be dishonest and put it under somebody else. And I knew it was done all the time in our profession. And I woke up, and I thought, Lord, you told me that you'd take care of the rest. And he said, I will. He said, do you trust me? I said, yeah, Lord, I trust you. And was it sad that day? Yeah, a little bit, because I missed out on a couple of things that I had hoped to have earned. But what I did is I maintained the integrity with my team. And when things got rocky and when we had a couple of leaders that were doing some things that weren't necessarily what I would consider ethical, the Lord had built and established such trust within my team and my leadership. He brought this back to my remembrance, and he said, because of the integrity that you built your business on, instead of the love of money, I promised you I would take care of the rest. Now, the next month we did. We hit our numbers, and it was great, and it was fantastic, and we celebrated. And it was awesome, but we built strong and we built deep. And they didn't ever feel like I was calling in favors on them. And lives were transformed. And some of those people are my best friends today. But I want to encourage you to never manipulate your teams. Never manipulate the sale. Because God's got your back. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's got this all planned out. Just trust him. Hebrews 10:24-25 says, let us consider how we can spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. It's so important that we encourage one another. boy, is it easy in the workplace to gather around the water cooler and tear people down, or get on a conference line and tear it down the company, and or complain, and or go on, you know, you gather all together and it's supposed to be this great thing at national conference or some kind of convention, and it's so easy to get caught in that gossip trap, isn't it? We have to spur each other on. We need to empower each other in leadership and what's best for each other. You may be that messenger for someone else, and God's just been waiting for you to say something. Encourage everyone that you meet. It doesn't hurt. It's only going to lift you up and lift them up as well. Proverbs 12:1 says, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. So let me tell you, I hate that word stupid, but that's what it says here in the NIV version. And I thought, honestly, maybe I needed to use that just to get us shook up just a little bit. Honest feedback's a gift. Sometimes it's hard to take. But I've never grown so much as when I've asked someone to give me feedback and graciously received. Now, this can be a challenge because sometimes what we want to do is that we ask for the feedback and then we'll say, oh, yeah, and then we defend ourselves, right? How will you grow if you don't give someone the space where they can come honestly and boldly before you and tell you the truth and say, this is how I think you could be better? Now, I'm not saying open yourself up for bashing or things that wouldn't be done constructively or in love. But you know the people that will be honest enough to tell you the truth. I want to encourage you to surround yourself with them, the ones that will ask you the tough questions, the one that will encourage you regardless. Be wise. Ask for the feedback. Stretch and grow. And trust God. You know, 1 Peter 5:5 says, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. You know, now I'm getting a little bit older. I'm almost 50 now, and it's kind of funny because I see some amazing, amazing leaders. I'm coaching some amazing leaders that are in their 30s, and they are so much more wise than I was at that age. And sometimes they can just pour into me and share great wisdom with me, and I feel so blessed. So our elders can be anyone that's a little bit further on the path for us than what we are. I want you to be encouraged, whatever your age is, whatever your rank is. Submit yourself to those people that might be over you or are our elders, and be humble as we learn and we grow. Deuteronomy 8:18 tells us that the Lord has given us the ability to create wealth so that he can establish his covenant, even that he has sworn to our forefathers, that it is the same as it is today. God has given us the ability to create wealth. Are you being disciplined? Are you doing those income-producing activities, the ones that aren't necessarily the easiest but will produce the most? Do you have a business plan you're working from? God is a God of order, and he's given you the ability to create wealth. Are you using it? What are you doing with that? I want to close with one last verse, and it's Colossians 3:13. And it's bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. This is probably one of the biggest things I've seen in my practice of coaching entrepreneurs and executives, is they carry a grudge, they carry a burden, a hurt, a wound from some time in their life. And many times it's not even from business or work or their current situation. I want to encourage you to take an inventory today. Look and see where you can forgive someone else. If you have any grievance towards someone, just forgive them. It's only hurting you carrying this unforgiveness. It's trying to burrow into your heart a root of bitterness. And I don't want that for your business. Release that and walk in the freedom today. You know, I'm so excited that you guys are here with us today, and I want to thank you for those of you that have called in live to our call today, because your faithfulness is encouraging, and I want you to know that, you know, the word is full absolutely full of scriptures for entrepreneurs, and I'm going to be going through some more next week even, just to encourage you around those parts of business and things that sometimes we're not sure exactly how that applies to our life and business. But I want you to know that God was very mindful of that. He chose Abraham because he was such a stellar business person. And he wants to cultivate those same skills and those same techniques and some of those same attributes inside of you. He wants you to be faithful with your business. He's called you here for a moment just like this. He's preparing you for your Esther moment, that time when you're going to be shining. Be encouraged. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just praise you and we thank you. We thank you that, Lord, we have your word to stand on and we can start our week together strong and encouraged. Father, I just pray for all of those people that are traveling to their national conferences or conventions this week. There's so many this summer. This just seems like this is just that season, Lord. And I pray that you'll be with them. And also, as I'm going to be speaking at two different national conferences in 2 days, Lord. That's a pretty hefty schedule going across the country day after day. And Lord, I pray that you'll keep me strong and get us there on time and safe and that I would be able to pour into them your word, that you would speak through me, and that those that are attending whatever convention and conference that they're going to, or that they would be open, come with expectant hearts, that their expectations would be met and they could hear your word and your message being spoken through whomever it is that's speaking at their conference, that it would be a time of edification and building up and a time for forgiveness and reconciliation. It would be a time of a new hope and a new future that you tell us that you've given us in Jeremiah 29:11. Father God, I just pray that you would give Bonnie peace that goes beyond understanding as she meets with the surgeon tomorrow. And Lord, I pray that you would be with Phil as these business contracts are being formed, that you would send favor out before him, that he would be able to receive exactly the right contract and agreement. Help him to be faithful, to be seeking. Help give him the words to say, just like you told Jeremiah that you would give us the words to speak. And Lord, that he would be positioned in the right place and that he would not try to jump ahead or go ahead, but that he would stay in perfect peace until he receives the right agreement from whom he's supposed to be serving next. Lord, help us always to remember to serve our clients and that we go into our businesses as a place of serving you and serving them. As you tell us to do, everything is unto you and not as unto men. Father, I pray for Dorothy's throat. She's been hoarse, Lord. I pray that you would just free her now from allergies, excess mucus creation, Lord, that you would just clear her throat now, that she would feel that warm sensation flowing from the top of her head, going down through her sinuses, that they would be clean and clear, that there would be no post-nasal drip, that she would be able to have a clear, clear throat. Lord, I ask healing, right? I command healing right now in Jesus' name upon her throat, that she would have a voice and it would be strong, that she would be hoarse no more, that you would heal and restore her just like you did my throat, Lord, just like you brought back my voice so that others can hear and she can spread the gospel. We thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I pray for Jeannie that she would have just extraordinary favor in the agreements that she's putting together and the contracts and the bids that she's putting out there, and that you would be with Bob, Lord. We praise God that we were able to celebrate 75 years of his life. Lord, I pray that you would help him, free him now, break up those gallstones in Jesus' name, and that he would not have any more gall, that he would be able to release any unforgiveness or any bitterness that he might be experiencing in his own life. Father God, I love you and I praise you, and I just ask in Jesus' name that you would just continue to bless these people that are on the line, Lord. Bless these entrepreneurs. Help them to be faithful in Jesus' name with all that they're doing and all that they will do. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you for all that you're doing and have done in our lives. We rejoice always. Lord, I pray a blessing that they would be blessed as they go in and go out, that finances would come from unexpected places, that you would help them to see the creative ways that you've given them to create wealth, that they would see the hope and the future. They would encourage one another and empower one another, spurring each towards greater things to serving you and good deeds. Lord, we just thank you for all things and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an awesome week, everybody. Know that next week we're going to be going over some more scriptures and practical applications for your business and your life. I love you, and I'll be with you next week. Take care. God bless you. Bye now.